I think we'd all agree that York City were very unfortunate not to pick up something from Saturday's game against Hartlepool. In training today, have you seen any difference in confidence of the players? Has it hit them hard?
No, we've debriefed the game as we normally do. Win, lose, or draw. We've done that since day one, since I arrived, and a few negatives because we conceded two goals, and that's the disappointing aspect, I think, of the start of the season. Too many goals being conceded. We are getting punished for small errors, but we need to eradicate those errors to win football matches. I do feel, and I said on Saturday, you know, it was a world-class goal from Painter, but looking back, it should be a consolation. We should be out of sight. We should be three or four up first half. That's probably, well, definitely best 45. I think hopefully people have seen it at Bowden for a long time. We need to reproduce that, keep the back door closed, as they say. And if we can do that, we'll win lots of games.
Did you maybe concede those two goals because you were going for it so much and trying to get a goal yourself? That you're pushing maybe an extra man upfield that maybe you wouldn't do?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think I said before the game to you, we need to probably gamble the 1 point for three. And when it got to one all, I wanted to win because we're at home and we need to take chances. And, you know, it's ended up probably costing us a little bit at late in the game. But I think that's the way forward. I think we have to do that. Too many draws last year, 19 draws, and we've got to turn, hopefully, draws into win. We won't do it every time, but there's some occasions like Saturday when we draw in where we probably get beat. But I think if we gamble enough, we'll accumulate enough points to be in a lot better position than last season.
Looking ahead to Yeovil, I've seen a couple of people already get in touch and calling it a six-pointer. It's too early for that, isn't it?
Well, it can be a six-pointer because we're both on zero. So that usually works out when the gap's 6 points, after you've played or 0 points. So no, it's a big game. It's an important game. We've both had poor starts to the season. Yeovil struggling with injuries at the moment. If we can produce what we did on Saturday and maintain that, I think it's difficult. I hear people complaining about, you know, we haven't done it for 90 minutes. It's difficult to do it for 90 minutes. There's two teams out there, and whoever you play against in League Two, speaking to Sam Collins before the game and speaking about how tight things are, you come off every game. When you've won, you could have drawn or lost. When you've lost, you could have drawn or won. That's how it is. It's small margins apart from odd one or two games. So Saturday's disappointing result-wise, but I'm quite excited about us moving forward. I think we're developing as a team. I think people have to remember that the six new signings are there on Saturday. You know, from the start of the season, we're going to take time to develop into a team. But if we keep progressing, I think we've got better each game. Started poorly at Wickham, and the Bradford performance was good. Saturday at times was outstanding. So if we can keep moving forward as a group, we'll be fine.
How much do you know about Yeovil? Obviously, they've just come down from the division above, so we didn't play them last season. The games are all coming thick and fast as well, so you maybe don't have that much time to concentrate on the opposition at this time of the season.
No, you're absolutely spot on. Watched the game back last night from the weekend. We managed to get hold of that and have watched that through. And again, another even game until the sending off. You know, Yeovil get Dolan sent off and it goes down to 11-10 and Bristol get the upper hand and obviously score late. But could have gone either way. So again, it's going to be a difficult game. They're a team that's it must be tough to take. It's like the Tranmere one, you know, back-to-back relegations, especially from the Championship as well, where you get lots of money as well. I think it's five million, in the Championship. So money-wise, they've had that drop. And then the structure of the team, managers changed. Sturrock went in sort of late last season, three or four games. And now he's got to put his mark on it. So this team in transition, and hopefully we can hit him at a good time.
Personnel-wise for your side, any new injury concerns at the weekend?
A couple of knocks, couple of bumps and bruises. Certainly hurt pride, but no, I think everybody's fine. Everybody's ready to go. I must mention the other lads who are not in the team at the moment, working hard, staying focused. We only sort of, you know, a week and a little bit into the season, so it's everybody wants to start, but it's difficult for me to make changes. I could do, because I could say seven goals against three games, not good enough, but I think people who've seen the performances see something there that hopefully can take us forward.
I've seen suggested it could be rubbish again. Michael Coulson having an operation today, is there any truth in that rumour?
No, there is some truth in that. I'm not sure if it's an operation. He's gone to London to see a specialist regarding his groin. Got back from the Achilles and done some work and felt discomfort in his groin. So Not sure if it's going to be an operation. He's certainly going to see a consultant down there, and he's going to have a look. And if an operation is required, then he will do that today as well. So, poor news for Michael. He was outstanding for us last season. Played nearly every game, I think, last season. So he's had a shocking start to the season. We hope to get him back soon because he's an important player for us.
How big a blow is that?
Yeah, he's a big blow because he was making strides to get back from his Achilles, working hard. I would say, and it might sound silly, he's probably worked too hard in the summer. He's done too much work. He should have let his body recover a little bit more. He'd had a long season last season, played 40-odd games. And he's that keen to come back in great shape that he's broke down with a little Achilles when he's been training on his own. And then things happen from there. You know, you can pick up other little niggles as you strive then because you play catch-up. And I think that's what's happening in this case.